Over its 13 years, Gordon Parks Elementary has raised about $7.5 million in funds to support programs there. That's in addition to state funding. But as Payne just reported, academic scores have not improved. In 2012, they dipped. 13% of students were proficient in reading and 17% in math. School officials told the Kansas City Star that that was partly because some teachers and high-performing students left that year for another charter school. Now, charter schools in Missouri are only allowed in St. Louis and Kansas City, neither of which are fully accredited. They are public schools that receive state funding, but are not part of the school district. They're accountable directly to the state. Douglas Thaman of the Missouri Charter Public Schools Association says he was surprised by the move to shut down Gordon Parks. We spoke over the phone last week, and he said this is the first time a charter school in this state is being closed against the recommendation of its sponsor.
Legally, the determination to close a school is the authority of the sponsor, and so when a charter school is not meeting its performance objectives, and there's multiple criteria around that, then it is the responsibility of the sponsor to determine whether the school should be renewed or if there are significant performance concerns, the sponsor has the authority to close the school.
But the state does have the authority, as in this case with Gordon Parks, a charter school in Kansas City, to choose not to renew the charter.
If the state does not feel that the sponsor has acted in accordance with their responsibilities, there is a provision that the state could essentially trump the sponsor's decision. And that, in this case, appears to be what the State Board of Education relied on in making their decision.
Now, how similar are those performance objectives to the objectives that school districts need to meet to become accredited?
The schools are required by law to meet the same performance objectives as any school district around state performance standards, the state's MAP test, and they are also have additional performance criteria. And so a charter school is actually held to a more rigorous evaluation process and to a higher standard of performance, with more criteria to be evaluated to determine if the school is academically performing.
And do you agree with the move to close the school?
You know, we recognize, as does the school, as does the sponsor, that Gordon Parks has had some academic performance issues, and there are concerns around that. The school has been working through a school improvement process, and we felt that after reviewing all of the sponsors' evaluation materials and the data that they collected, and that's both the state performance on the state academic performance standards as well as other performance measures that were used and instruments that were used, we felt that we agreed with Central Missouri. The school was beginning to really demonstrate they were moving forward academically. We recognize that's many years after many years. However, we felt that this is a school that is serving a very disadvantaged population, student population, and there is a critical need for good schools to provide this kind of academic opportunity for families. And as a charter school, if families were not satisfied with the school, then they would choose to place their children elsewhere. The State Board of Education had a different opinion.
But isn't that the argument that the public school districts, like the Kansas City, Missouri School District, often makes, that they are serving that same population of students, similar numbers of free and reduced lunch, and the Kansas City Star today had a story where they compared the test scores, and those Kansas City, Missouri schools that serve a similar population are actually getting somewhat better test scores.
Right, and we don't disagree with that. The urban school systems, they are serving a very unique population compared to the rest of the state. To really understand how students individually and in subgroups are performing, you have to look at those students in comparison to to a similar population. You can't look at everybody from the same lens. And so we don't disagree with that opinion from the school district.
The promise of charter schools is that with more autonomy, that schools can create a better learning environment for students, particularly in Kansas, in Missouri, in the two urban school districts, St. Louis and Kansas City. And there are some really outstanding, high-performing charter schools, both here locally and nationally. There are overall, though, plenty of schools that do score below the averages in those cities. What is it that those high-performing schools are doing? I know that that's the kind of key question.
Schools that really are doing an excellent job have really tailored their program to the needs of the students that they serve. It's one of the benefits of a charter school is that it does operate independently and has that autonomy to make changes and make changes in a more easier fashion than when you are operating as a large district. We believe that Gordon Parks was doing that with the changes in leadership and the gathering of better assessment of student performance. They really were starting to understand the student population they serve and making the changes that they need to make. And considering that when you are serving such an alternative student population, your children are coming to you significantly below grade level, we need to look at their growth not just on whether they are at or above a state standard, but are they moving towards that state standard? And what's the level of growth that's happening there? And that's where there's as a system of education in Missouri, we don't look at that as critically as we tend to look at, okay, as a district, as a school, or how many kids do you have at standard or above?
Now, what do you think that the closure of Gordon Parks and I don't know if there are any other schools that are up for being closed this year, what does that mean for other charter schools in the state of Missouri?
One of the primary concerns is for sponsors, that they are held to a standard. They have really, sponsors as a group have really significantly improved their oversight and their accountability and making sure that schools are moving towards and meeting the objectives in their contracts. But for a sponsor, it places a concern of we need to make sure we have all of the data, and when we make a decision, do we really have the authority to make that decision, or is that decision going to be disregarded? I think it creates a larger concern just as a state around how are we as a state viewing alternative student populations, and are we really measuring the performance of students who are in significantly impoverished conditions equitably and in a fair manner, whether that's a charter school, a traditional district school, whatever the type of school, that's something that as a state really needs to be addressed.
Is that something that, I mean, you mentioned that that's obviously an issue for the Kansas City, Missouri School District, St. Louis, and a number of other districts in the state. Is that something that you think should apply to them too, that they should have the ability to measure student progress in other ways?
Yes, I would agree with that. I think academic performance and student growth is more than just performance on a single test. It's one indicator, but I think we need to look at multiple measures.
The danger for many people is that lets schools just get by year after year after year when they are not serving their students and not bringing them up to the standards that they're going to be measured against in society.
Well, I think that argument's existed for years, that we know that for generations there have been traditional district schools that are not meeting the needs of children and just continue on and are not closed. If you look at the history of charter schools, it's not as long of a history, but if you look at the history of charter schools and charter schools in Missouri, it's demonstrated that schools are held accountable. Last year we had six schools in St. Louis that had significant academic performance concerns as well as financial concerns. And those schools were closed. And we felt that was an appropriate measure, or appropriate move. Charter schools are not interested in just perpetuating mediocrity. But in order for charter schools to really have the autonomy that they deserve and to really address the individual needs of the student population they have to be assessed in an equitable manner.
Douglas Thaman is executive director of the Missouri Charter Public School Association. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.